something to do during the NFL strike of 1987. And it was Walter Payton on drums, Dave Durson playing a horn, I played bass. Then we had three Blackhawk players, Kurt Frazier, Gary Nyland, and Troy Murray. And we played for a year or two.
Today, Hampton plays with Otis Wilson and Steve McMichael, along with a few local musicians.
Otis heard Dave Durson singing a song, and he went into the dressing room after the show and said, Double D, let me sing. And so Otis got in the band.
They did a concert in UIC, and you know, I did a guest appearance, and I was like the adopted child, and then now we adopted Steve.
We got the tea in the ground, we got the beer all night. All my rowdy friends are coming over tonight.
Otis and I sing better than him, but Dan is the savant in music. He plays six instruments. He plays the bass in our band, keeping the beat, and he's fabulous.
Hampton's background in music comes from growing up playing instruments.
Actually, I was in a band long before I ever played football, so it was kind of like backwards. But you know what? Mongo always wanted to be a Texas troubadour and sing, and he does a great job. Otis, he's got a great voice. And, you know, it's a natural extension of his personality.
Of it is, people are very, very surprised that we actually do what we do. And I like to see the expressions on people's faces, and then after we finish, they're like, wow, I can't believe you guys are, you know, that competitive. I say, well, that's why we're champions, because whatever we do, we try to do it the best of our ability.
Among the band's favorite songs are some about the one and only Mike Ditka.
One of them is to Billy Idol's White Wedding. And the other one is to Pink Floyd's Another Brick in the Wall.
We have two or three songs about our beloved coach that's really fun, and just a lot of great rock and Motown.
I love that Motown stuff. Yeah, did y'all grow up on Motown?
Oh, yeah.
Motown is the best town, so old school is the best school, so, you know, that's me. Hampton and McMichael's, they do a variation of everything. I'm your Motown guy, so I'll serenade, I do the stuff for the girls.
With the concert being in Woodstock, Illinois, not far from a devastating tornado's path 2 weeks before the show, a portion of the proceeds were donated to the tornado relief efforts.
Whenever somebody calls, it's a mandate. If you're a Chicagoan and they need you and you've got a name that helps them raise money to help some people, you do it. Or you're not a hero. I don't care how much you played on the football field.
For a great cause, the fans enjoyed watching the 85 Bears rock out together.
You grow up and you're playing with these guys, you're in a locker room, working together, meeting together, playing together, and then, you know, it's kind of cool to be back involved in something where you have the camaraderie, so it's a lot of fun.